Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michel. This program will be a birthday tribute to Scottish-American composer Thea Musgrave, whose birthday is May 27th. We'll listen to orchestral, chamber, and vocal music of Ms. Musgrave, pieces spanning the years from 1953 to 1988. Born in Edinburgh, Scotland in 1928, Musgrave studied first at the University of Edinburgh and later at the Conservatoire in Paris, where she spent 4 years as the pupil of Nadia Boulanger before establishing herself back in London as a prominent member of the British musical life with her orchestral, choral, operatic, and chamber works. In 1970, she became guest professor at the University of California, Santa Barbara, which anchored her increasing involvement with the musical life of the United States. In 1971, she married the American violist and opera conductor Peter Mark and has resided in the United States since 1972. In 1974, she received the Koussevitzky Award, resulting in the composition of Space Play, performed at Lincoln Center. She has also been awarded 2 Guggenheim Fellowships in 1974 and 5, and again in 1982 and 3. She was recognized with honorary degrees by Old Dominion University in Virginia, Smith College, and, in June 1995, Glasgow University. She was awarded a CBE on the Queen's New Year's Honors List in January 2002. She was distinguished professor at Queen's College, City University of New York, from September 1987 to 2002. Let's begin with a short excerpt from Musgrave's Orfeo II. This work was originally commissioned by the BBC Transcription Service for James Galway as a work for solo flute and tape. That work was called Orfeo. All the music on the tape would be an electronically treated recording of James Galway playing a variety of different flutes. It was first performed by him in this version in 1976. Orfeo II was written shortly after, and here all the music on the tape was distributed amongst 15 strings. We'll listen to the beginning section of the piece, Orfeo Laments. Orfeo stands alone on the banks of the river Styx and grieves for Eurydice. He hears a distant echo of her voice, and he listens. Then it disappears, and Orfeo, in despair, pleads with Charon to ferry him across the river so that he may search for her. Alexa Still is the flutist. The New Zealand Chamber Orchestra is conducted by Nicholas Braithwaite.